T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jason Longshore joins us here on the waitfor.com hotline on Twitter, at Longshoe, our color analyst for all things Atlanta United. Good morning to you, Jason. How are you today?
Good morning. Please don't ever do a song for me. I'm begging.
That's true. Yes, yes. I agree. I do have one more in the pipeline that I am considering, so we will see how the season starts off. By the way, we're going to try to get Jason in, hopefully next weekend we'll get him in, and we get Randy back from riding scooters out in California. He can come in and hang out with us, and we'll get you ready for Atlanta United. So, Jason, several things I want to ask you about. Let's start with, because I haven't talked to you in a while, Frank DeBoer and the announcement earlier, what was it, Monday, that we got the announcement and official announcement, and everybody was out at the station. What, as a casual fan, if anything, will be different about the way this team looks under DeBoer versus what they look like under Tata?
I don't think it's going to be dramatically different. I think the biggest questions are really more about chemistry, just because it's a different person leading the team now. And he has a different personality. You know, you're talking about two very different cultures as well, from Argentina and from the Netherlands. So that's the only question, and I think that's pretty common. Anytime you have a new manager or a new coach come in, you wonder how all the pieces are going to fit together. Every coach sees a group of players differently. Is there somebody that he really sees and likes that Tata Martino didn't play as much? Does he see a player that started a lot that maybe he looks at differently? You never know until you get into the season, but I think style of play, it's going to be pretty similar.
This may sound like kind of a ridiculous question, but you know, from a communication, language barrier, you know, age difference, I mean, does any of that stuff kind of matter? I mean, is there any of that that really plays into success or failure in this?
It absolutely can. I think in this case, the differences are Frank DeBoer is more fluent in English than Tata Martino was. Obviously not as fluent in Spanish, but he is comfortable speaking Spanish. He played in Barcelona. We've seen clips of him going back and forth in training sessions and in conversations with the players very comfortably. You know, no problem going back and forth between language. So that's one thing that's a little bit of a bonus here. The age difference is a thing. You know, I think a lot of players looked at Tata Martino as kind of a father figure, and you're not going to have that with Frank DeBoer. He's a little bit younger. DeBoer's a guy like Tata who is very comfortable on the field, jumping into a training session, knocking the ball around. So that's going to stay the same. I think it's just down to personalities. You know, it's two very different types of personalities between Tata Martino and Frank DeBoer, and we'll see how the group of players adjust.
Jason Longshore on the waitfor.com hotline, color analyst for Atlanta United. Obviously, the other big story, Joseph Martinez gets a 5-year extension. I always joke about with contracts, whether it's, you know, in the NFL, what's your dead money number? If you're a coach in college, what's your buyout? I mean, those are the things that really matter. When you talk about a contract like a 5-year extension for a guy like Martinez, you know, how legitimate is it that a guy lives through that contract, that stays here all 5 years? I mean, obviously we know what he's done, you know, these first couple of years in the MLS, but what's the reality of a 5-year extension for a guy like that?
That type of contract's a big commitment, and there's always the chance. I think with the world of soccer, you know, you're not talking about 30 other teams who could be interested. You're talking about 100. You're talking about 150 in 5 different countries that could be interested in wanting to bring Joseph Martinez in. But I think that type of commitment, we don't know the salary figure attached to it. That'll be public when the players' union issues that this spring. I think it does narrow that bar a little bit, especially for the next few years, about which clubs would be interested in making an offer. I think it lowers that number dramatically. The biggest thing to me is this means Joseph Martinez wants to be here, and I think he's completely comfortable being in Atlanta. I don't know if he's had a place like that in his professional career, to be honest. He went to Switzerland first, and that was a jumping off point for him in Europe, and that was the plan all along. And then that led him to Torino in Italy, and it didn't go very well there. He was played out of position, didn't really get on with the fans, and we've seen that difference here firsthand.
Expand on.
I think he's happy and comfortable.
Expand on just a little bit when you talk about. I mean, I understand what you're saying as far as limbing and stuff like that, but is it sort of I don't know. Let's say an unwritten rule that if you've got a guy under contract for a bunch of years, that it's not kind of proper protocol to want to pull that guy, or is it just all about, hey, if you're willing to pay the big money transfer fee, contract be damned?
It's honestly the latter. I mean, if a club comes in and wants to pay a fee that Atlanta United would agree to, then they assume that contract. And that's the biggest thing here, is that contract is a long one, longer than your typical, and probably a pretty lucrative one. So that's going to narrow which teams would be willing to take that contract on. Because a lot of times when you see a transfer, and it's part of the conversation around Miguel Almiron, you're going to see that player get a new contract and an improved contract. This is a big contract to begin with. So I don't know how many teams are going to be willing to take that on, and on top of a big transfer fee.
Jason Longshore joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline, color analyst for at Atlanta United, catching up with him on some news and notes here with Atlanta United. I keep reading a lot about this Deion Pereira, if I'm pronouncing his last name right. He's been with the under-23 club for, is it Watford or something like that?
Right.
A lot of people saying that this was an under-the-radar signing. It's a guy who maybe even could one day be an MLS All-Star type of player. What do we know about Deion?
He's interesting because he was named Watford's Young Player of the Year a couple of years ago at 17. He's made a couple of appearances in the Premier League, but he's primarily played in the second-tier reserve league. They do their reserve teams a little bit differently in England. They have a separate league completely for them, unlike our USL. Where,
yeah, they do
United
everything different over there. That's why we had to break away from them, Jason. They just do
you know,
they don't even know how to drive on the right side of the road over there. So.
But Pereira, hopefully he will learn how to drive on our side of the road. That'll be good. The good thing for him is he's a player who thrives in 1v1 situations. And that's something that Frank de Boer's system and what he wants to see. He likes to see his wingers be in a position to take players on 1v1. He likes to create those opportunities. And Pereira's a guy who fits into that model really well. And what's good for him is he comes here without any major expectations to step straight into the first team. He can take some time to settle. He can play with Atlanta United too and earn that time as he goes.
Jason, last thing for you. Where do you think we're kind of at with Miguel Almiron as far as, you know, does he play a full season here in Atlanta this upcoming season? I mean, what do you think his status is as we're obviously in camp and moving closer to actual matches taking place?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. This transfer window for the leagues that he's being linked to, their deadline is January 31st to bring players in. So the clock's ticking. There are clubs that are interested. Miguel's agent has talked about many different countries and clubs who are interested, but you're running out of time. I don't think he would be here for the full MLS season. If he gets through this window, there's not an offer that Atlanta United wants to take. The summer window is a whole different scenario. I mean, think to it where if you're in the NFL and you're looking at upgrading your roster in the off season, it's wide open for you. You have, you know, tons of different options. You can change things. You can go in different directions. That trade window time, that's where you see teams who are desperate make moves. And that's kind of where you're at right now because you're mid-season in Europe. So it's a smaller number of teams who are going to do it, and usually they're operating out of desperation. And in the summer, you're going to have managers change. You want to change things up. You're going to have teams who are looking to build for the future. It opens up the window. So if he gets through this window, I think the summer window is where he would go. And I do think Atlanta United is going to get the number that they're talking about. I think it's going to be $30 million plus, because this is that type of move for Atlanta and for Major League Soccer that will change the way the transfer market works for them. So Atlanta has to hold firm to getting maximum value here, and I think Miguel and his agent and everybody is on, you know, on the same page with that. You're not seeing any friction.
Yeah, and I think, would it be fair to say, try to get the league to look at finding those hidden gem young stars rather than the Roonies that people say, well, you know, at 36, he's finally coming over here to play, or Beckham or any of those kind of guys.
Yeah, it changes the conversation. I think you'll see, if this move happens the way that we're all expecting, I think you'll see Robert Kraft in New England, for example, who hasn't really made these types of signings for the Revolution, say, well, I'm watching what Arthur's doing down in Atlanta. Maybe I should follow that model. I think there is a place, though, for your Roonies when they come over. I mean, he got a lot of attention for a team in the Washington market that nobody was talking about. So there was a point to it. You just have to back that up with the young players after that. Once you get that attention, then you have to think about building the team and being part of this transfer market, because you're looking at Atlanta United potentially tripling their investment that they put in Miguel Almiron. That's just good business.
Yeah. On Twitter, at Longshoe. He's our color analyst for all things Atlanta United. Jason, we will see you here in person very soon. Thanks, my man.
Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.